All right. Hey, Fritzberg and bloodandfaith.com. It's the weekend. It's Saturday, end of July. And I wanted to send out a quick note. You guys already know this. As usual, I say things that a lot of people don't think about, that I think are quite obvious from the Holy Scriptures. I said the other day on a couple of my social media platforms that Jesus Christ is Lord. Controversial, provocative, amazing, divisive, perhaps, supremacist even. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. Revelation 11:15, and the kingdoms of the world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever. For a Christian, that ought not be provocative. That ought not be controversial. That ought not be something that is strange or different or to cause offense. Paul, I remind you guys of Peter. Peter goes into the Roman centurion's house. First thing he says is, Jesus is Lord. That was a political statement. That wasn't a religious statement. That was a political statement. Jesus is Lord. Our master. Shortly before his ascension, after his resurrection, he gave instructions to us. He gave instructions to you. He gave instructions to me. His instruction says all authority has, past tense, has already been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority has already been given to Jesus Christ. All authority on heaven and on earth. All authority. And if there's somebody in rebellion against Jesus Christ to whom all authority has been given, they're not legitimate. So when I come out and I say that if there's a government on earth that rejects Jesus Christ as Lord, they're the one that's not legitimate. That government is not legitimate. If there's a government out there that pretends to govern and rejects Jesus Christ, they're the outlaw. Tell me why that's controversial. All authority has already been given to Jesus Christ on heaven and on earth. If there's a government out there that rejects Jesus Christ as the monarch of their government, that government is illegal. It's a government in rebellion against proper authority. And it's funny how Christians, they'll go around, they'll hop on their little galloping horse, their play galloping horse, and clip-clop along, citing Romans 13, submit to authority, submit to authority, submit to authority. And when you come out and you declare that Jesus Christ is the authority, they get all offended. And if you say, hey, all authority belongs to Jesus Christ, oh, they don't want to talk about that. Well, that's our religion then. Jesus Christ is King of Kings. He's Lord of Lords. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth. He will rule the nations with a rod of iron. And at some point, all the kingdoms of the world will be turned over to those loyal to Jesus Christ. Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, the Revelation. It is the job of the church to bring discipline to the nations. It's the job of the church to disciple the nations. It's the job of the church to guide the nations into a proper relationship with their monarch, Jesus Christ. So yes, if you have a government out there of some country, XYZ country, and they utterly reject Jesus Christ as the monarch, they are not legitimate. And they need to be changed. If a government wants legitimacy, legitimacy flows from Jesus Christ. All authority on heaven and on earth has already been given to Jesus Christ. And you've got Judeo-Christians that will run around and submit to every Antichrist spirit out there and justify it with Romans chapter 13. Submit to the authorities. You trying to tell me you got to submit to Satan? That's the position you leave yourself in, oh, you Judeo-Christian. The Almighty has given all authority to Jesus Christ on heaven and earth. Full stop. End of story. And that is why I can say clearly that governments that reject Jesus Christ, if they reject the idea that Jesus Christ is Lord, they're not legitimate. They're the ones in rebellion. You cannot be, it's not possible to be in rebellion against an illegitimate authority. The only legitimate authority is Jesus Christ. And somehow this seems strange to the Christian to say that Jesus Christ is Lord, that all authority in heaven and on earth has already been given to him. To say that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, he's the ruler of every nation. To say that Jesus Christ will rule the nations with a rod of iron. And for Christians, this seems strange. And it's like, why is this strange? Have you truly reduced Jesus Christ to but a religious notion? A notion of religiosity and personal morality and personal comfort. Have you rejected the idea that Jesus Christ is in fact the creator of the universe? Hebrews chapter 1, John chapter 1, Genesis chapter 1. And if he in fact is the creator of the universe, well, what more appropriate order can there possibly be than that he is Lord? And why would it surprise anybody or be provocative to anybody to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord and that governments who reject them are themselves illegitimate? Why would that even be remotely controversial, even remotely provocative for the Christian, unless they are converts to some other religion, the traditions of men, as I have pointed out? This theme will only grow here at bloodandfaith.com. This theme will only grow because it's the core of who Jesus Christ is. It's the core of the Holy Scriptures. It's the core of the mission of the church to bring discipline to the nations so that all the nations should serve Jesus Christ. So all the nations eventually become Christian nations. What is it that Jesus Christ said? Bring these enemies of mine who refuse to let me rule over them and destroy them in my presence. Why is that the least bit provocative for Christians who read the Bible? Why is that even remotely provocative? Unless the Christians have converted to a different religion and have in fact rejected Jesus Christ as King, rejected him as Lord, and demand that he submit to their traditions of men. And then they put themselves in a position, the same positions that the enemy of Jesus Christ were in 2,000 years ago. And I think that's the case. But we're not backing off from that. Not here at bloodandfaith.com. No way. No way. And I trust me. Trust me on this. You watch. The enemy prowls about like a roaring lion, acting all brave and all strong. But they're weak. It's a weak enemy. The enemy itself is terrified. The enemy will itself turn on itself and devour itself. And we will build Christian nations on this earth. So help me God. We will build Christian nations on this earth. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. Out for now.